This is Glenn Helzer with World of Radio number 1296. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded December 7th, shortwave from Tirana and Georgia suspended. It's John Lennon season. New broadcasts for Africa and North Korea. Diego Garcia reactivated. Oldies back on WABC. FEMA versus shortwave broadcasting. Latin American harmonics and the propagation outlook. On December 5th, Eric Kuya in Denmark told DX Listening Digest, "I've tried to listen to Radio Tirana, Albania tonight, but the transmitters seem to be off the air, including the English broadcast at 1945, supposed to be on 7465 and 7530, and at 2230 on 7110. But nothing was heard. Try listening to the North American transmissions later. I tuned in 7455 at midnight UT when they're supposed to be in Albania to North America, but could hear nothing but the usual radio teletype." And the following evening, December 6th, Eric Kuya found Radio Tirana was still missing. Meanwhile, Wolfgang Büschel heard from Drita Chico, head of the monitoring center at Radio Tirana, the contact person for monitors of the station. "I was monitoring," she says, "the start of the Albanian program to Europe around 1500 UT December 5th and found that the Flaka radio station was off the air. I called them to ask about it and they said they were ordered to not transmit the Radio Tirana external service in Albanian and foreign languages until further notice, but they would continue transmitting the paid for relays of Transworld Radio and China Radio International." Then she called the other shortwave site at Shijak, and they confirmed they were also ordered not to broadcast Radio Tirana on shortwave, but they were broadcasting the first program on medium wave, 1089 kilohertz. Then Wolfgang Büschel followed up with these comments. "I guess due to Radio Tirana budget cuts for 2006, their early announcements that only Albanian and the English external sections will survive, and there is pressure and an internal fight between the various departments of Radio Tirana, the technical department, and the external broadcasting section. Foreign services via Tirana sites, like CRI, TWR, Deutsche Welle, VOA, and BBC, are still on the air on their full schedules as of December 6th. But there could be another reason. Chuck Albertson in Seattle says, I saw this item in the December 5th email newsletter from RFERL. Albania faces yet more electricity cuts. Heavy rains hit Albania on December 3rd, drowning at least two people and leading to further electricity shortages in the center and south of the country. In addition to those caused by a previous drought, Reuters reported as of a couple of months ago. Flash floods were reported in central and southern regions, but people in the north welcomed the rain that filled reservoirs of three hydroelectric plants. The drought recently led to power cuts of about 50%, although power imports restored much of the service in a country where electricity and water supplies are often unreliable. Media Network quoted the DX Listening Digest reports, and Andy Sennett added it was strange that Drita Chico said she had not been officially informed of this directly. It's too soon to say it's definitely closed. Maybe they just have been suspended. Albania's been suffering power shortages, and the parent broadcasters in serious financial difficulties. Kai Ludwig says, note that 1089 kHz, the only remaining medium wave outlet for domestic RTSH programs, is on a very limited schedule as well. This clearly indicates economical or financial problems rather than an ordinary closure of the foreign service. But it is quite crude that they had to call the transmitter sites to find out what's going on after noting that they were not on the air. External broadcasts from Radio Georgia are also off the air. Actually, they've not been heard for several months, but it's now more or less official. Kai Ludwig forwards a posting from the International Media Help Organization via Rudolf Krum. Radio Georgia staff has been notified about a decision to wind up the foreign service. Financial problems were mentioned as the reason, but they doubt that they really ran out of money. Radio Georgia editors are no longer on duty as of December 1st, and they're calling for protests from listeners, especially to the German language service. Bernd Trout now summarizes the situation this way based on info in the German language ADX mailing list. According to a message from the German section of Radio Georgia, the management of the National Public Service Broadcaster, under its roof the programs are produced, made a final decision to shut down the foreign language departments by the end of November. The transmissions were already suspended a couple of months earlier. Eric Kuya in Denmark says during the last few years, broadcasts from Radio Georgia in Tbilisi have been very sporadic and, when broadcast, with very low modulation, probably due to power problems. For what it's worth, English was scheduled at 0630 on 11805, 0830 and 0930 on 11910. However, in this case, there is hope. Eike Bierwirth in Germany has been in contact with the new general director of Georgian Radio and TV, the attractive, judging from her photograph, Tamar Kinsrashvili. She says the closure is only temporary. Service will be resumed when money has been found for repair. In more detail, she tells him the Georgian Public Radio Service to Western Europe was stopped in March, and I was appointed as general director just in August. It's only a temporary measure due to technical problems. The transmitters are very old and outdated and require urgent replacement. Renewal of the technique as well as the programs in foreign languages will take some time, as updating facilities requires serious financial resources. We're working on this issue, and as soon as technical problems are solved, broadcasting to Western Europe will be renewed. In BCDX, Kunitoshi Ishikawa in Japan forwards the new schedule of the Voice of Armenia, or rather Public Radio of Armenia, including English at 1925 to 1945, except Sundays on 4810 and 9965. But another unusual language caught our eye, Yazidish, Y-E-Z-I-D-I-S-H, which is scheduled daily at 1315 to 1345 on 4810 and medium wave 864. One might assume this means Yiddish, but that is apparently not the case. Andy Sennett did some research and found out that Yazidish is a separate language, and Yazidian is a Kurdish religion. There's a website about it, www.lalish.com. Bert Trouton now found more information on the web, including some very interesting discussion of the nature of the Yazidi as an ethnic group, language, and religion, and where they actually fit in is very, very murky. Thanks also to Manu Ritola for sending us a clip of what the broadcast actually sounds like. In BCDX, Jari Savolainen in Finland reports hearing a spurious mixing product on 5032 kHz, the program of Radio Rossi, roughly between 17 and 19 UT. It could be the difference between 5905 and 873. Could the site be Kaliningrad? No, Wolfgang Büschel says it's Samara. I wonder if the following represents a new business model. You may recall that there were a lot of protests about the BBC ceasing its Czech language broadcasts. But now BBC Monitoring reports that they are likely to continue, because they found an investor who wants to support the broadcast financially and who will become a minority owner. In fact, there were five investors who were interested in the BBC, and three of them were shortlisted. Of course, the BBC would remain the majority owner. So we're wondering if the BBC Czech service will have commercial sponsorship or merely have underwriting announcements. Max van Arnhem in the Netherlands reminds the medium wave circle that Radio Pipeline is broadcasting via Lithuania on 1386 kilohertz, Wednesdays at 2300 UT. Carl Hunzik clarifies that it's on the air every Wednesday from 22 to midnight UT via Bubiai in northeast Lithuania on 1386 with 7 kilowatts. transmitter operated by Radio Baltic Waves International. It's also 24 hours webcast at www.pipelineradio.org. From the BBC World Service Press Office, via Richka, we're including some previews of programming in DX Listening Digest. For example, the Wednesday documentaries are about Building Beijing, all the preparations for the 2008 Olympics, the dizzying building boom, makeover, and transformation of the Chinese capital. Among the many air times for this on the European stream, which is also webcast, at 6 minutes past 09, 13, and 19 on Mondays, 01 UT Tuesdays, and on the American stream and webcast, Mondays at 6 past 14, 20, Tuesdays after 01 and 06. Since December 3rd, several BBC networks have been celebrating the life of John Lennon on the 25th anniversary of his death, which was actually December 8th. For example, on December 8th, Thursday, BBC Radio 2 has a Lennon Night special from 19 to 23 UT. That's not one of the BBC networks, normally relayed by Sirius Satellite Radio, but John Filiozzi says it will be, in this case, on Channel 18. Mike Barraclough says another UK station is devoting 24 hours to John Lennon, starting at midnight UT, December 8th. That's Capital Gold, and they also webcast www.capitalgold.com. In his Radio HF Internet newsletter, Sheldon Harvey points out some significant websites. The official John Lennon site, courtesy of Yoko Ono, is www.johnlennon.com. You might also check www.john-lennon.com for lots of links, and www.bagism.com, which is about Bagism, the place for fans of Lennon and the Beatles to come together. In DSWCI, DX Window, Rudolf Grimm in São Paulo reports hearing Mauritania on two shortwave frequencies at once, November 14th at 21:36 in Arabic, 7245, parallel to 4845. Usually it's only one at a time, but it's obvious now that they do have two transmitters in working order. West Africa Democracy Radio, based in Senegal and transmitted via Wolverton, UK, was supposedly not going to expand to their full four-hour morning broadcast until January, but in fact, they already did at the end of November. Observer Bulgaria gives the schedule as 07 to 9 on 12,000 and 09 to 11 on 17860. And indeed, that's what it says on their website now. No mention of 15260, which they had added to 12,000 for the first 2 hours. John O'Wright in New South Wales confirms hearing 17860 going from English to French at 1000. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina also heard 17860 in French around 1030. Torsten Hallmann in Germany says after 2 months or so, Voice of Nigeria reactivated 15120, heard December 2nd until closing at 17:59. Also, Radio Kaduna has been heard several times, but not every day, on 4770, closing down at 22:30. Furthermore, Torsten Hallmann says, Libreville Gabon is now a regular catch in Europe on 4777, always in French, but they closed down much earlier at 16:57. So that is only a daytime frequency. Now, several Ethiopian items and World DX Club contact. Mike Barraclough in England reports Radio Ethiopia signing off in English at 16:56 on 7165.1 November 22nd, a fair signal on an interference-free channel and little adjacent channel interference either. They were asking for reports to P.O. Box 654 in Addis Ababa. Terry Kruger in Florida heard Radio Fana Ethiopia, 6940, presumably in Somali, non-stop talk, clear and good reception December 4th at 0338. And in the Nashville Flash Sheet, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports Voice of Tigray Revolution, 5500, also from Ethiopia, until sign-off at 0501 November 29th, with a mix of beautiful Horn of Africa vocal music and talks in the Tigrinya language. Parallel frequency 6350 was blocked by a mess of different noises. And a new broadcast to Ethiopia, Bertrude now found on the TDP online schedule, Voice of Ethiopian People, 17 to 18 UT, Tuesday and Saturday only in Amharic on 7380. It may be a new broadcast, but I think we've heard of that station before. You're listening to the non-commercial, non-communist, non-Christian, non-corporate, and non-Cumbre DX program, World of Radio number 1296. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Much more info by consulting our website, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Anonymous. Last week we mentioned that AFRTS had resumed its USB transmitters from the Florida Keys. And another site is also back, quite a DX target if you've not yet heard and or verified it, the island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. We're assuming that's where these AFN transmissions are coming from, since the frequencies were previously listed as Diego Garcia, but you'll certainly never hear any local ID. Jari Savolainen in Finland first reported this December 6th at 1240 UT on 12579 upper sideband. And at 1510, he also heard their other frequency, 4319, which at that hour must have been coming from the east. Then reported by many others, Steve Lair in Michigan, 4319, heard at 2240 UT. Also by Bill Harms in Maryland at 2329, a fair but very readable signal in Maryland. Furthermore, Steve Lair heard 12579 the next day at 1250, as did Eric Kuya in Denmark at 1325, although the Iceland relay of AFN was stronger on 9980. Mike in West Sussex in the UK was hearing something strange. Test transmissions on 15040 from 09 to 14 UT, with snatches of Indian-style music and odd calls like X-ray November 2 or Yankee Delta 6 in full AM, a strong S9, he says. Is this a broadcast station or one of the numbers stations? Apparently, it's a numbers station transmitted via all India radio facilities. Joe's Jacob in India says these have also been reported at 0930 UT. He heard Oscar Papa 3 as one of the IDs. It reminds us that 17387, despite being far out of band, is an old favorite All India Radio frequency. Observer Bulgaria reports a frequency change for Democratic Voice of Burma via Almaty, Kazakhstan at 1430 to 1530. 9415 replaces 15480. At the same time, it's transmitted via Madagascar on 17495, and the other broadcast via Jülich, Germany, is at 2330 to midnight 30 on 5955. Yet another clandestine broadcast for North Korea, first reported by Zaharias Liangas in Greece as an ID on 5880 at 1457 UT, November 27th. There was piano music and talk in apparently Korean. Wolfgang Büschel points out that it could be the Irkutsk, Russia site on 5880. Something called IME was scheduled to test the week of November 22nd to 27th. Then Takahito Akabayashi in Japan told BCDX, according to Toru Yamashita of the Asian Broadcasting Institute, it's at 15 to 16 UT, explaining the Chinese historical facts and about Confucius, saying it's a test broadcast. The announcer speaks Korean with a provincial accent, and it seems to be some non-Christian religious broadcast, such as Confucianism, produced outside Korea. On December 7th, Takahito Akabayashi gave us more info about this. According again to Toru Yamashita of ABI, it's Yolin Pokhan Pansong, which means Radio Opened North Korea. It began regular broadcast December 6th at 15 to 16 on 5880, mostly with programs of Radio Free North Korea by an organization of refugees from North Korea on violations of human rights. KBS News reported the broadcast came from an organization in the U.S. At least the tests the week in November were from them. The first day was heard well in Japan and South Korea without jamming and closed with pomp and circumstance by Elgar. From the Daily NK website, BBC Monitoring has much more background about this. You'll find in DX Listening Digest 5210. Among other things, they say, for 5 days from December 7th, we'll have a one-hour special program featuring the Seoul Summit on the air every day as a joint project with NK Radio. Meanwhile, another clandestine broadcast to North Korea is being expanded. Takahito Akabayashi tells us that, according to ABI, Shiokaze from the Investigation Commission on Missing Japanese, probably related to North Korea, announced they would extend to a sesqui-hour per day from December 8th, 14 to 15 UT and 19 to 1930. The only frequency known, we're not sure if that'll be the case for the 1900 broadcast, 5890 via Irkutsk. And in 2006, they're planning to broadcast also in Korean and English. Ed Kusilik in Alberta was hearing the December 4th broadcast at 14:30 on 5890, including a piano melody and a list of names, presumably those who had been kidnapped. Kai Ludwig in Germany observes that Radio Taiwan International was testing a different site than usual for its German hour at 19 UT 6170, which is normally via the UAE, but according to Rudolf Sonntag, for 3 days they were trying a site in Russia instead, Tbilisskaya, also known as Armavir or Krasnodar. The trouble is, on both December 2nd and 3rd, when this hour was monitored on 6170, the wrong station was put on by mistake. Radio Netherlands in English was temporarily back on shortwave to Europe. Via DSWCI, DX Wendo, Toshimichi Otaki of JSWC says AWR, Asia Pacific, is resuming wave scan in January, including DX News from JSWC. This will be produced in Singapore, and the Senate says they've also relaunched their website, www.awr.org. However, I see their so-called program schedule does not list any names of programs, just transmission languages. Although the official launch or relaunch of WaveScan will be in January, they're already introducing the new show on December 11th. Says Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam, who received a notice from the Listener Relations Director in Singapore. The new edition to be introduced on their Sunday, December 11th, English broadcasts, presumably only via Guam. However, the regular time will be from January 6th, which is on Fridays. That special broadcast of Australia's Northern Territory service via Shepparton on 11880 is scheduled to last only until Friday, December 16th. John Wright in New South Wales found out. A message from Nigel Holmes of Radio Australia says the finals close down will be at 0900 UT that date. It was originally scheduled to end on November 18th, but was extended because the Northern Territory stations were not yet ready to come back on. Via Mark Nichols of New Zealand DX Times, the latest on DRM testing from RNZI from Adrian Sainsbury. He says they tested the DRM transmitter for the first time December 5th at 0340 UT on 15720. The week of December 13th to 15th, expect random DRM tests on that frequency between 0110 and 0245. He'll be monitoring them in Fiji. The KKLF 1700 DX test from Texas on December 4th was widely heard from coast to coast. A couple more coming up. Early Sunday, December 11th, from Philadelphia, 05 to 06 UT, both WNTP 990 and WFIL 560. Both of them will be dropping to lower power and non-directionality during the second half hour. WABC 770 in New York has brought back oldies, but only for 4 hours on Saturday evenings. Bob Gallerstein tipped us on the NRC AM list. Starts at 6 p.m. Eastern, 2300 UT. Also webcast at www.wabcradio.com. For info about holiday specials from webcasting public radio stations, check my monitoring reminders calendar via worldofradio.com. Radio Reading Service of the Rockies has resumed webcasting 3 different regional services. Of particular interest, and they do have full program schedules on their website, is Hobby Radio, Saturdays at 21:30 UT via the Denver stream. In the past, I've heard them reading mostly from Monitoring Times. On the broadcast mailing list, via Bob Foxworth, ABDX, Dave Orienti of WEWN in Birmingham says, in the past several months, we've been moved off several frequencies in the 5 and 7 megahertz bands by FEMA, reserving those frequencies. Not only do they want the frequency, they want a guard band about a mile on either side. Anybody know what's going on? Are there not enough other government-allocated frequencies for them to use between 2 and 30 megahertz? Last week, we reported that WEWN had moved to 5085, which WWRB had to vacate previously. Well, guess what? That lasted only a few nights, and WEWN had to leave that frequency. Latest we've checked, they've been on 6875 instead, between midnight and 5 UT. The December NASB newsletter has background about this situation, headlined, NTIA Seeks to Curtail Use of Out-of-Band Frequencies by Broadcasters. Its Office of Spectrum Management sent a letter to the FCC on September 29th, citing instances of interference from private shortwave broadcasters dating back to November 04. It listed 115 federal, fixed, and mobile frequencies in the shortwave bands. FEMA owns, operates, and maintains a very large high-frequency radio system known as the FEMA National Radio System. NTIA asserts that receivers in that network use current technology and still receive interference from shortwave broadcasters operating 13 kilohertz away from the FEMA frequency. So it requested the FCC to remove from the broadcast schedule any such frequency plus or minus 13 kilohertz from the FEMA frequencies. The combined spectrum identified for protection totals over 2,000 kilohertz. So that explains why WWN, WYFR, and others have had to keep jumping around to new frequencies. Some neat medium wave harmonics from the Caribbean reported by Jay Novello in North Carolina. On 2400 kilohertz, Radio Revolucion Santiago de Cuba at 0400 UT, and on 2279.96, Radio Anacaona, San Juan de la Maguana, Dominican Republic, from 0150 past 0311. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports a new name for the Peruvian on 4385.7. It used to be Radio Imperio, but now it identifies as Radio Vision in Chiclayo, heard from 2340 to 0130. The 2006 World Radio TV Handbook is available December 8th. Ordering info at www.wrth.com. For small MP3 files of World of Radio and some other DX programs, Alex Straper has a new URL for his website, www.piratedxer.com/dxprograms.htm. Time change for one of our broadcasts on RadioVeronica.us, Saturday at 1530 UT instead of 1700. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 6th. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field quiet to active. ANK indices dipping to 5 and 2 December 12th to 15th, peaking at 15 and 3 on the 28th. Solar flux dropping from 90 December 7th and 8th to 75 on the 13th and 14th, up to 95 by December 28th. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio number 1296.